Chapter 1. The radio in the car said this was the hottest day of the year. At least that appeared to be the message. The loose connection somewhere under the dashboard meant that Zoe only heard about half of what was said. Even now, at 6:30, and with all four windows open, she was sweating buckets as she drove home after spending a few days with her parents in Bath. She didn't need the radio to tell her it was hot. The lights changed to red as she reached the crossroads just before her turning, and she pulled up, fanning herself with this week's copy of Hello Celebrity magazine from the pile on the seat beside her. As she sat there, quietly melting, she glanced to her left and saw the familiar kite-surfing poster in the travel agent's window, and, as always, she thought of Grant. He had been crazy about the sport. He doubtless still was. She was helpless to prevent a growl from escaping her lips, and she immediately felt annoyed with herself that he could still get to her. Grant had no place in her thoughts or her life anymore, and she had been working so hard to forget him. But all it had needed was a casual glimpse of a poster to bring it all back, and she felt a wave of frustration. After the way he had behaved, she had considerable sympathy with those women you read about who chopped up all their exes' clothes and dumped them on the pavement. But along with the anger, there was still the ever-present cold sense of loss she had been feeling since Christmas. She had loved him, but she had lost him. Or rather, he had turned his back on her. The lights changed and she drove the last 30 minutes to her flat, gradually calming her still raw emotions. She was a little bit later than normal, and all the parking spaces in front had already been taken, so she had to park round the corner in the spot where vehicles regularly got vandalised. As she locked the car and checked that she had left nothing of value inside, she reflected that the only good thing about not having a better car was the fact that this one looked as if it had already been vandalised. Hopefully that would make it a less attractive target for the mindless adolescents round here. She had barely stepped into her flat when the phone started ringing. Pushing the door closed behind her, she set down her weekend...